It's Roy Washington here. You're like this request here at the battle. Chicago versus Milwaukee, Southside Milwaukee down, you know, at the Bamboo Club. Sitting here with Lucy Liu at the bar.
West Radio, what up?
It's Lucy Liu. Roy Washington, you are locked in.
Never know where you're going to meet people. There's no blueprints. It just happens. Game changers, I'm talking about. Milwaukee vs. Chicago event. Crazy, talented artists from both cities. I was kicked back, chilling. No trouble. Still, you just never know when or where you're going to meet a game changer. Now, I knew there was a couple there, at least one. Shout out Lucy Liu. But still, you never know until it happens, and it did. In hip hop history, you've had some amazing female legends who put in the work and paved the way for these new future legends. The Roxanne Shantays, who was really before her time. People like the Nickys, Lil' Kims, the Foxy Browns, MC Lights, Latifahs, Game Changers. Yep, and I met one. Shout out to Party Girl Productions for a great event. You know, on behalf of the Quest Roundtable, we have a DJ, Dre Dilla, Roy Washington. This is the Quest. And if you haven't figured it out by now, we got you locked in, and we'll be kicking back with Cartier Cachet, a game changer.
I'm an airplane mode, don't need no drama. Everybody know I ain't about that drama, oh yeah. Oh, look what I started. I'ma tell you right now, I plan on chilling so hard right now. Ain't taking no calls right now. I'm kicking back and I'm lighting up, doing what the fuck I want. Just roll the wood, I'm feeling good, just me, myself, and this blunt. Everything I do is way up, man. If anybody good, I swear it's us, man. I'm vibing, I'm chilling, I'm good. I'm kicking back and I'm vibing, I'm chilling. I'm good, I'm kicking back and I'm vibing. I'm chillin', I'm good. I'm kicking back and I'm kicking back and I'm kicking back and I'm vibing. I'm chillin', I'm good. I'm kicking back and I'm good. Everything good over here, yeah, everybody know I ain't about that drama. Everything good over here, yeah, everybody know I ain't about that drama, oh yeah. Oh, look what it started. I'ma tell you right now, I plan on chillin' so hard right now. Ain't taking no calls right now. I'm kicking back and I'm lighting up, doing what the fuck I want. Just roll the wood, I'm feeling good, just me, myself, and this blunt. Everything I do is way up, man. Anybody good, I swear it's us, man. I'm vibing, I'm chilling, I'm good. I'm kicking back and I'm vibing. I'm chilling, I'm good. I'm kicking back and I'm vibing. I'm chilling, I'm good. I'm kicking back and I'm kicking back and I'm.
Next up, a conversation with Cartier Cachet after this track.
Fucking shit up all the way from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, nigga. Damn right about that. Yeah. Killers with them hammers, yo. They don't give a fuck about catching nobody. My little niggas, they scandalous, yo. The right price, get it handled. On site,
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah, I be flexing in Atlanta. That's why these bitch niggas envy me. I fucked your bitch on Versace. Just met the bitch and she knocked the team. New whip, new bitch. Taking trips and I'm spending about 10 apiece. 10K on the 4-3. Gas gang, tell them RP. RIP the panda, yo. I just went ape on this motherfucking beat. That mean that my lyrics bananas. See, I fucked your bitch in her sandals. Tell them to go check the cameras. White stains on your black sheets. That's what I call the panda. I be going crazy when I get on these niggas' beats.
Yeah. I got bands, bitch, I run it up. 30K in the armor truck. Switching whips with a foreign bitch. Fucking hoes in a party with us. CK, yeah, I'm carded up. First place, ain't no runner up. The next nigga run up on me, I swear to God, I ain't letting up.
Yeah. Finish him, finish him.
The next nigga that try me, I'ma lay your ass the fuck down. Shit ain't no fucking game.
Fuck all these weak niggas. They be sneak dissing like bitches. Only difference is I throw hands with a bitch. I pop any of you niggas. Better come and see me if you really want beef. Murder gang, I was raised in the streets. My shit got heavy metal. Bitch, you know I'ma stay with the heat. I flip 6 weeks, fuck 6 bitches. Added 10 digits on some paper sheet. I've been hustling since I was 16. Moving plenty work, pinch a hella bricks. Now I'm 22, can't tell me shit. Bitch, I'm balling out on my Lakers sheet. If I want a bitch, I'ma get the hoe. Pop any nigga trying to save a bitch. Better think twice when you come in for Cardi. Got a deep squad, come thick like a arm. I got a couple niggas, that's in my squad, they catch a body cause them niggas retarded. Don't gang bang, get bang bang, get knotted up, tryna play a bitch. In the kitchen, I be catching fish. On the stove, I'm tryna catch a fish. See, I got hoes in Atlanta, got a thin boy, fuck a phantom. It's a two-seater, all leather, all white, like a panther. Party K, hey.
Hey, tell it, tell it.
Question, this is Roy Washington. That was the battle of Chicago and Milwaukee today, tonight, Southside, Milwaukee, at the, what's name of that place?
Bamboo.
That Bamboo. Pretty nice. Pretty nice, you know. Sometimes when you go somewhere, you run into somebody who's a showstopper. Mm-hmm. And most definitely sitting here with Cartier Cachet. Cartier Cachet. Yeah. She turned it out. Won best female performer. Mm-hmm. You didn't bring that little hardware with you though, did you?
Nah, I ain't bring my trophy. I left it at the house. I ain't even gonna lie. I snapped it up as soon as I got home and put that motherfucker on the shelf with the rest of them.
But you know, she came out, went battle mode on the person she was going against. You know, got the crowd hype. She got bars, you know.
I got bars and bitches.
Okay. So how you doing, first of all?
I'm doing good. I feel blessed to be here.
You're blessed?
Yeah.
Okay, where were you born at?
I'm originally from here. I was born in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay.
I'm a rep Mon City anywhere I go.
There you go.
So they sleeping on Milwaukee right now.
Big time. They're starting to find out.
Oh yeah, it's a lot of talented people here. They coming out the woodworks, and I'm one of them. A
couple of people from the family went to California recently and tore it off.
Oh yeah, most definitely. So, you know, yeah. We gonna rep wherever we go.
Okay. Did you spend some time somewhere else?
Yeah, I got fame in Atlanta. I got fame in Tennessee. You know what I'm saying? Memphis, Clarksville.
Okay.
I dropped my first mixtape in those cities and shit, so. I mean, I work with Lil Boosie artist in Atlanta. Okay. Tone, he just signed him. So, you know, so I did a couple videos with him, but I ain't like his work, so it ain't out there yet.
You ain't like his work?
Nah.
Okay.
I'm keeping 1,000. I don't sugarcoat shit. I done did 3 videos with this nigga, and now one of them turned out right, so. Fuck him. Okay. Cardi. mean, All right, okay.
Let's go. You see, it did turn out right.
I ain't like how his visions was. You know what I'm saying? I got a certain image when I see my videos, and then once he play it back, and it's not the way I want it to be, you throw it out. You fuck how much I paid for it. If it's not how I want it to be, I'm not finna put myself out there if I don't feel like it look how I want it to look.
Okay. Are you like that in the studio
as far as
with your audio
work? Oh yeah, I mean I'm fucking with Supreme. Okay. 35th and North.
Well known, yeah.
Yeah, they the best recording studio out there. That's what I fuck with when I'm in Milwaukee.
Okay.
Finna open up my own damn studio here.
Okay.
So that's one of my projects we working on.
Okay, so when did you first start, like, just writing or whatever? When you first pick up a pen, what age?
I've been doing music since we was little. My sister actually started that shit. I mean, I was a vocal artist before rapping. I didn't really too much went into rapping. I was a vocal singer. Went to Milwaukee High School of Arts here. But I really started taking the music serious when my brother died.
Okay.
And the person that, you know what I'm saying, took his life and shit, supposed to have did music. So, with that being said, I kind of wanted to try to get a connection, which is funny because I actually ran into him, didn't know who he was, but when I seen his face, my, you know what I'm saying, body set and it let me know who the fuck he was, like something ain't right. So I mean I feel my purpose, but at the same time I took my music serious after I did my first show and I seen how everybody was fucking with my music, so I was like, okay, fuck it then. Let me keep doing this shit and see how far I can get with it.
Okay.
So
where was your first show?
It was here in Milwaukee. They did Milwaukee Rap Fest. There's actually the little video on YouTube. It wasn't too many people there, but I mean, if it's people there, it's still a crowd, so, you know what I'm saying, I performed, I did my thing, I won first place.
Okay, now you say before you were just like a vocalist, are you a singer?
Oh, yeah. Don't let this voice fool you, I'm sick as a motherfucker, but I got them notes. Lucy Liu ain't the only motherfucking Milwaukee that can blow, you hear me?
You can sing a little bit.
Yeah, I do vocals. I'm cold too a little bit here and there.
Okay. Are we gonna hear y'all doing something together?
Oh, we already got a song together. Me and her did the Boosie Juice Challenge.
That ain't
no vocal shit, but we working on that. Right. Yeah, we got something going on.
We gonna let y'all do that tonight.
Yeah, they hating ass, but it's okay. It's all on YouTube, so shit.
It is?
Mm-hmm. We got a little promo video for it.
Okay, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, they don't know, they better check it out.
Mm-hmm.
We gonna win that contest. Y'all gonna see us up there with Boosie.
Tell me who are some of your musical influences.
Cardi K. I influence myself. I don't look up to nobody. You know what I'm saying? Everybody do their own thing. And the way I come off, my style is different. I don't go off nobody else's flow. I mean, I like music, period, but I don't have no people that influence me to do what I do. I do it on my own.
Do you have like a Mount Rushmore
or
like your favorite artist? I don't got no favorite artist.
I mean, like music is music and I connect with music. I like things that catch my attention. You know, I like slow music. I like R&B.
Right.
I like fast music. How I rap, you know what I'm saying? I like bars, material, shit that'll make me think.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? When I listen to your lyrics, that's technically it. Like, I don't have no inspiration. Everybody got their own different styles. I like all different music. I mean, if it catches my attention, then I'll turn up. But if it don't, I'll be like, okay, what the fuck was that about?
So you enjoying everybody tonight?
No, I'm not even gonna lie. There's a couple motherfuckers that shouldn't even been in there.
Really?
Yeah, some people need to retire with this music shit. A lot of these rappers coming from Milwaukee just saying anything. I was listening to the radio today. Like, what the fuck do they got on the radio, man? Like, I ain't tripping. I'm going to get some of my shit on the radio because they playing some pure bull. I ain't even going to lie, dude. Some of this music is just be trash, and then there'll be a lot of people scared to tell people that they trash. I'm going to tell you if you trash. Because if I fuck up, I would expect you to tell me, like, Cardi, that song wasn't valid. And I take criticism because, I mean, like I said, I'm an artist, and usually when you put your music in front of a crowd, they're going to tell you how they feel about it anyway.
Right.
So, but I don't think Cardi Cachet got no trash music, so, period. So
not tonight, you did. It was all on point.
Oh, no, I got to get you both of my CDs because every song is a hit.
I got to hear it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Wes, we sit here with Cartier Cache. With everything that's going on today, as far as like, you know, we got all these brutality and all these issues. Do you ever write conscious records? Or?
I actually just bought a beat from my people on where I record it. And when I heard the beat, it made me think of some stuff like that. Like to talk about, like to rap about actually the brutality and stuff that's going on in my city. So that's coming real soon.
Coming real soon?
Yeah, it's sooner than they think.
What else can we expect from
you? Dropping this new mixtape. It's taking me a little time right now because at the end of the day, I'm still human. You know what I'm saying? I got other responsibilities. But, by the end of this month, I should be done dropping my CD. My new mixtape, Cartier Cache. First Lady Volume 2.
First Lady Volume 2? Mm-hmm. I got to get Volume 1.
Oh, I still got plenty of them motherfuckers at home. So I'm going to make sure I get you one tomorrow.
Yeah, I need one.
Okay.
And what's the other one? You say you had dropped two, right?
Yeah, this First Lady Volume 2.
Mm-hmm. This Volume 2, so you got Volume 1 already.
Mm-hmm.
You got another one as well, right?
Mm-hmm. I got three, actually. I got my actual album that's dedicated to my daughter.
Okay.
It's named Dariana, her name.
That's a pretty name.
Thank you. I already got like four songs for her CD anyway. That's like originally mine. Everything else is just like part of the mixtape. So I'm working on my third project now. I'm done with two of them so far. I dropped three CDs this year.
You're kind of vicious tonight on the mic. You just kind of toe into that other little artist there.
Oh yeah, because, I mean, it's a competition, so therefore I want to point her out, and I'm going to bring her.
You called her to the front.
Yeah, I want you to front and center. You know what I'm saying? So they came from Chicago to Milwaukee, so I have to let them know how Milwaukee get down.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We don't take no L's here.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We got some.
Either.
No, I took that big trophy home, you know. Got another trophy I'm going to take home after the interview. But long story short, a lot of people sleeping on us. So I just feel like when I'm in the mode, I don't have no other choice but to bring out the other side in me. Because I don't get to do that when I'm at home.
Right.
Or when I'm in the studio, I focus on my lyrics and I try not to sound like I'm reading. You know what I'm saying? So that's why a lot of people fuck up, because they sound like they reading off the paper or phone, whatever the fuck they looking at when they record.
Yeah,
that's why their lyrics sound terrible, because they don't got no swag to it.
Yeah.
So
memorize it first.
Most definitely. I'm gonna make it sound like a freestyle.
Okay.
I don't freestyle, I write everything. I'm let that be known off top. So
what you think about freestyle?
It's an art.
Yeah.
And I done seen some people that's like really cold at that shit, and I be wishing I could do that type of shit. I could if I put my mind to it. But
shout out to Young Bully, he's a good freestyler.
He performed at in Chicago, didn't he? He didn't.
From Now Later Entertainment.
Now Later.
Yeah, he was in Now.
Oh, okay.
And then so there was a group, and he sings solo now. So it's, you know, this Young Bully, but he's a cold freestyler. But I mean, too many freestylers.
Yeah, I fuck with people. Like, I love people that can do that, because it's an art. It's a talent.
Mm-hmm.
I don't got the capabilities to do that. But on that pen and paper, you ain't fucking with me.
Right.
If I sit down and I write some shit, it's over. So you can go ahead and freestyle and do what you do. But I love people that can freestyle, because it's different. And that's the type of shit that attracts me. Like, damn, off the head.
Right.
Right.
What did you think about your competitor tonight?
I mean, she did her thing or whatever. But she gonna have to juice herself up coming to me, because that she ain't fucking with me. Long story short, I'm gonna just say that it's a lot of
the dude that had opened the show was cold.
That's my guy.
He should have been a little later on in the show. He shouldn't have been first.
They always do that, and
the end it got kind of weak.
True, but that's where they fuck up at, because they be trying to rush the show. You know what I'm saying? When there's not an audience there, that's like I told her. You not finna put me on second. Ain't no audience here. It ain't for nobody here for me to perform for.
That's what you were saying when I walked up. I didn't know who you was then.
Yeah, so how the fuck am I supposed to win a trophy and people don't know who the fuck I am because they done came late to the show and I done came on first? No. Put me third, fourth, or fifth when it's a crowd.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm not finna get up there and do that shit and there's like 10 people in here. It's a waste of my time. Bitch, give me my trophy so I can get out. I be talking funny shit though.
So what else do you got going on? What else you do outside of music? And I know you, your mom.
I'm a full-time parent. Mm-hmm. I got six kids.
You got six kids?
Yeah. Okay. Three boys, three girls.
That's all
good? I'm lying like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
Now I got one girl. That's good. Daughter. That's it. That's all.
How old are you?
23.
Okay.
I just turned 23.
And what school did you graduate from?
Transition High School. I was a badass kid. So I had to go to charter schools and shit. Yeah. And that was, but you know what? That's a good school.
Okay.
I passed that motherfucking quick. I graduated when I was 16. Yeah. I went to college when I was 17. I did all that shit already.
I was working at Burroughs Middle School. We got 16-year-olds there.
Damn.
You know. So yeah, that's pretty good. Mm-hmm. Graduated at 16.
Man, it was an exciting feeling. I was the first one of my mom. I'm the last child and the first one to graduate.
So apparently you had some problems at first, so what made you turn it around? What happened that made you turn it around?
Beef with my baby daddy kind of made me take off. You know what I'm saying? I wanted to show my daughter different. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Be a positive role model. A lot of these women out here just doing, I don't know what the fuck. You know what I'm saying? I didn't want my daughter to grow up seeing her mama as a stripper or a hoe or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Something positive, something for her to look forward to.
Right.
When she grow up, like, well, shit, when they go to school, when she go to school, now she tell them, what was your parents? Or, you know what I'm saying? They had the little thing where they ask you what your parent is.
Mm-hmm.
My mama a music artist. You know what I'm saying? Instead of my mama a stripper or...
Right.
That ain't no good look. And I don't want my daughter to see the shit that I seen when I was growing up.
Where do you see yourself 5 years from now?
5 years now, I see myself in a Bugatti, you know what I'm saying? Big ass mansion, house party, bitches everywhere, including Lucy Liu. 5 years from now, I see myself, you know what I'm saying, running my own business. Like I said, I'm opening up the studio. Hopefully, I can sit back and take off from there, you know what I'm saying, and kind of combine with a lot of artists from Milwaukee. Try to uplift a lot of people, do more positive stuff than what they've been doing. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Music to me is a relief. I ain't even gonna lie.
It's
a way for me to express myself. Like shit that I feel like I can't say around my baby when I'm in the mode and to see the reaction of people. I always do a test run. You know what I'm saying? When I make a new track, I put certain people in front of me, ask them to listen to it. You know what I'm saying? Get a vote. Normally, I always get a good vote anyway. Everybody fuck up on my music. I be feeling like some of my shit gonna be trash. I got a couple tracks I feel like I could've did better.
Right.
But people fuck with it.
Being your own, you know,
yeah.
Worst critic is not bad at all.
Yeah.
You know,
I ain't gonna
be better.
Yeah, I always do that. I always down myself sometimes. I ain't gonna say down myself. I doubt myself a lot.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? When it comes to my music. But some certain tracks, I be really like feeling it and I already know it's going to be a hit type shit.
First thing I do when I get up in the morning is what?
Brush my teeth, wash my ass, and start rapping.
Start rapping?
Hell yeah. Find me a beat. God damn it. Get the freestyle. Well, I ain't going to lie. That's when I freestyle in the morning. I freestyle to everything. My brother be like, you making a song out of everything. It's a habit. You know what I'm saying? It's something that I'm used to. So it's just be stupid shit. Rapping about soap or a towel. Yeah, something just, you know, to keep the excitement going. And shit, you're gonna be looking like, the fuck wrong with you? Like, I don't know what I was just thinking, but fucking, we gonna make it into a song. I even made a song about cigarettes. That shit was so funny. I don't remember it, so don't ask me. But it was cracking though. It was a nice little. It was an R&B song actually. It was a vocal song.
So you was singing.
Yeah, it was about cigarettes though. It was funny as hell. But I get a lot of love just from my music.
If you can have the whole history as far as music of Michael Jackson or Prince, which one would you have?
Michael Jackson.
Why?
Because his style is different. You know what I'm saying? Fuck his image. His style is different. Prince, I'm not in that era. That's not my genre of music, so I don't jam with Prince. I can't see myself. You know what I'm saying? Michael Jackson, he got that shit you can move to. He got that shit that'll make you cry. Mm-hmm. He got different types of music. That's why I like how he come off. So Prince, no disrespect, but that ain't.
What's the last record that made you cry?
I Apologize by Anita Baker. Ooh. That's my shit.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's my shit.
Alright, was it a long time ago or not too long?
About a week ago.
Oh, okay.
I got the CD in my car, so somebody gave me the CD, and when I put it in, I listened to it. Because Anita Baker is actually the first song I sung, Apologize.
Really?
Yeah.
You did pretty good with it? You kind of got that
deeper, that, yeah, because she got that.
She got the deeper voice.
Yeah, but she sound good with it.
Real good.
She an alto singer. I'm an alto singer.
Right. Okay, so same question here. Yeah, Whitney Houston's.
You know what?
Well, Anita Baker's.
I'm still going to go with Anita Baker. Yeah. I mean, Whitney Houston, she decent. That's more Lucy Liu type shit because she can hit them notes. I ain't finna screech my voice to get all the way up there.
Okay.
I like Anita Baker because it's more of my style and it's, you know what I'm saying? I can go on stage and perform Anita Baker and go crazy because she got that tone of voice like I do. You know what I'm saying? My voice deep to four females.
Yeah,
hey. I smoke shit.
Baby. You ever try Sweet Love? You ever try that one?
That's my shit, too.
That's it.
Oh, my God. I'm going to play that song.
You're the best thing yet? You like that one?
That's love making music. You?
Yeah, it is.
I got the CD yet.
Cue it up.
Hey, I ain't going to lie. I'm drunk.
It's all good.
Nigga Baker going to set the mood today. Or we might throw in a Lucy Liu CD. Shout out to Lucy Liu.
Shout out. Yeah, sitting here in the studio.
Quiet as a mouse. Mm-hmm. They didn't hear that. They couldn't hear that at all.
What it do? What it do? Shout out Cardi K.
Hey.
Shout out Mr. Wash. You know what it is.
That's what I'm talking about.
You ever heard of Will Downing?
No.
Really?
No. I fuck with Luther Vandross, though.
So, yeah, I do too. But if I had to have Luther or Will Downing, I'm going to Will Downing all day. I'll make you a CD of Will Downing if you see what he working with.
Yeah, please do.
Truth is no joke.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to have to check him out then.
Yeah, I got you tomorrow.
Okay. You. All right, well, we can do the CD trade.
Yeah.
It's nothing. Cardi K for the, what's his name? I'm going to figure it out. What's his name?
Will Downing.
We're going to see who Mr. Will Downing is then.
Yeah.
Okay. He probably got some shit. I probably have to remix some of his shit. Me and Lucy.
Is there any artists here in 414 that you really... I know you, like I said, you rep yourself a lot. But sure. Yeah. Anybody else kind of... Outside of Lucy Liu, would you kind of catch your ear?
I fucks with Cap Draw Montana.
Okay.
You know, shout out to him.
Okay.
Shout out to... Take Flight Entertainment. You know, they doing their thing over there. That's what Cap Draw I fuck with. Let's see. I don't really fuck with too many people from Milwaukee, but what's his name? Foreign Kid. Yeah, I fuck with Foreign Kid. What's the little homie name that just made that city? Microwave Music. Big Back Buddha. That's my nigga, dog. I fuck with his music.
Okay.
What's her name? Princess Royal. Yeah, Royal. Royal Ebb. I said it right? Okay. Yeah, she nice lyrically.
Yeah, I know her.
Shout out to Nuvo. She do that battle rap shit. She nice.
Okay.
Fuck with her. Don't fuck with too many people here.
Right.
So, any more questions?
I'll be telling Lucy Liu, she about to blow up. I can see you together. You know, about to try to set the city on his ear. Set it up.
You know what? I ain't even gonna lie. Lucy Liu trash. No, I'm just lying. I fucked with Lucy Liu. She got a different type of style.
Yeah, very different.
I like her voice.
Because we was talking earlier, it was like, at some point tonight, though, she, like, a lot of those guys got up from the groups. They sounded the same.
Yeah.
Everybody had the same kind of thing going, and, you know, that's why I like this guy that got up first. Like, he was different.
Yeah.
I think it was one more.
That's what's wrong with these Milwaukee motherfuckers, because they try to steal somebody else's swag. It's like, once they hear somebody on that vocal shit, they try to do the same shit.
Mm-hmm.
Or, that's why I don't listen to a lot of Milwaukee rap, because they all sound the same.
Right.
When Chicago's nigga came to shut it down today, I ain't gonna lie, I was vibing with a lot of them motherfuckers. The first time we went up there, they Chicago people was trash. It was so disappointing.
So is this something every month now? Chicago versus Milwaukee?
Or? I don't know what's going on. I just seen the shit in all the parts. God damn it. Y'all coming to my city.
Parts too.
Yeah, I did.
You did.
The first time Lucy Liu won that trophy.
Yeah,
best female artist.
She did.
So this time, you know, I'm going to take the trophy every time me and Lucy Liu together. It's going to be a sad situation.
Okay. Yeah, we go back to the ways. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Part two, Questers, who've been sitting here, the Cartier Cachet. Crazy.
He said it right this time.
Yeah.
Cardi K. Yeah.
Amazing artist, amazing rapper. You know,
I'm on my way up. Trust me. Well, we on our way up.
Yeah, most definitely. You know, very impressed with her. You know, and, sitting here talking to her, you know, she might, you know, be a little inebriated still. Very intelligent conversation, and even more impressed now. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, be looking out for her, and we will be talking to her again, part two.
Yeah, I think we got to redo this interview because I'm drunk. I think I need to be sober so you can, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, we're going to talk again tomorrow.
Most definitely.
So, okay, Questers, Roy Washington, we out. Next up, gonna hit you with a two-piece from Cartier Cachet.
Hello? What it do, fool? Shit, what you want today?
Cooler, you know me?
Shit, I ain't no shit either. I'm finna eat the stew. I'm trying to find a little bitch or something.
I'm with it. Let's get it.
Would you ride for me, ride for me, ride for me, ride for me? Would you ride for me, ride for me, ride for me, ride for me?
Trust these niggas, why I keep that heater with me? I've been running up a check, she say she
Thank Cartier Cache for stopping through. Great conversation, you know, a lot of fun. Very talented, you know. A lot of people do this, but you know, there's some people who are game changers, and I think she's one of them. You know, so big ups. I'm gonna start calling her KK, but it's kind of a tongue twister for me, whatever. But she's a very, very talented artist, and I look forward to seeing what happened with her and working with her. So big ups to her. I'd like to thank everyone. Like I said before, we're on the other side of 40 as far as a number of shows, the quest, everyone who's been integral part of what we're doing, you know, from the round table to Whaley and Rob and everybody, Reggie, newcomer coming, Brother Moss with your support, man. And so it's been a lot, you know. Midwest James, DJ Dre Dilla, everyone, you know, everyone who's been a part of it, you know, we do this for y'all, and it's fun. It's a lot of fun, you know. So we loving it. We're gonna keep on going, and you know, I'm just thankful, blessed to be here. So shout out to everyone. Love you all. You know, just, man, enjoy your life. Get in your lane, master your lane, stay in your lane. enjoy good music of all genres, you know. Hey, and just enjoy the good things in life, because we got a lot out here to be depressed about. But you know what? We're going to see it through together. You know, keep your circle tight. And as always, someone come around with that nonsense, trying to infiltrate your camp with that foolishness, look that snake right in his eye and tell him,